Please be seated. I want to welcome everyone to this glorious Thanksgiving service. A special thanks to all those who helped with the food and the fall display at the front of the church. The people of downtown Hamilton and Wesley Urban Ministries, thank you. And everyone, have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. How many of you here know Ira Parker? Anybody know Ira Parker? Okay, thank you. I got a phone call from Tracy this week. She wasn't sure if Ira would be here, but if you see him this week, it's his 90th birthday on the 17th of October. And Tracy wanted everyone here to know that so we can pass on our congratulations to Ira when we see him. That's wonderful. You may notice some of these posters that are just gone up around the church this week. And if you've ever wondered about Applebee's future, come out to the Dave Harder workshop on Saturday, November 9th, to explore how Applebee can be a loving presence in the neighborhood for years to come. It's in my announcements. It's probably be from 9 till about 3. We'll give you coffee and muffins in the morning to wake up and some lunch to keep your belly full. And it's going to be a great day. So please come and join that. Now, also, maybe you've noticed there's rummage. Please get your treasures in this week and let Ann know if you can help on Saturday from 8:30 to 11 as people come to look over the treasures and support Applebee United Church in the process. And time is marching on. Did anybody notice how time whizzes by? Just a little. The end of the month, the 27th, will be Applebee's anniversary, 195, which is staggering. You're in for a treat again. The Reverend Jane Wiley, a very good friend of Margo and I, will be the guest speaker as I go and take her service at First Pilgrim in Hamilton. So please mark your calendar and give Jane a great welcome on the 27th. I know Ian has an announcement, and then I also know that Paul has an announcement.
Thank you for your usual fantastic singing. It's always a pleasure to play and hear a solid congregation sing with their hearts and full voice. Thank you. Is this thing working? All right. So my compliments on your singing. That's what I was trying to communicate. I'd like to ask you a question. How many of you know the national anthem? How many of you, this may go back a little bit, know the song, This Land Is Your Land? Well, that's quite good. And so far, every number that we sang from the More Voices United, or More Voices, you've learned pretty quickly. So which brings me to this coming Thursday at the Burlington Public Library. There is, as usual, the yearly new citizenship ceremony taking place. And our choir, I think it's the fifth time in a row, is fifth time? Four. Anne doesn't want to lie. Anyway, so but we've been Burlington's representative at this wonderful ceremony. And the thing is, the choir has usually been amplified with additional people. And these are not people that qualify for choirs. They may not think they qualify for the choir. But if you can sing these three songs, you're all set. Because that's what we do. And the benefits are that you get to mingle with these new citizens afterwards, and they are so thankful and appreciative of having us there, sing to them, and see them sing O Canada together with us. It's just a fantastic experience. So if you wish to come, I can give you a sheet after the service and come and join us. No professionals needed, just people with a big heart and a decent voice. Oh, Thursday at 1 o'clock, the ceremony will. But we meet at 12:30. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So one.
Here, do you need this?
Yeah, we do. Thank you. Okay, you stand up.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Well, can you just yell loud?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Thanksgiving. My name is Francis. My grandpa said I could be on the outreach team and tell you about Sundry Saturday. It is in 2 weeks on October 27th. Please bring items like toothpaste, children's combs, deodorant, shampoo, and other things like that. This is how we can love our neighbors and plant seeds of hope. Thank you.
Very well done.
Thank you. That was wonderful.
Considering.
Sundry Sunday. Wow, that's a tough one. On the praise the Lord on a weekday morning. Praise the Lord on a Sunday noon. Praise the Lord by the light of sun or moon. Praise the Lord in the time of sorrow. Praise the Lord in the time of joy. Praise the Lord every moment, nothing let your praise destroy. Lord, in this peace and quiet, praise the Lord in your work and play. Praise the Lord everywhere in every way. Thank you. Please be seated. Let us now take a moment for a time of reflection and saying, I'm sorry. You want us to be whole and healthy, living God, healthy in body. You want us to be whole and healthy, living God, healthy in mind. You want us to be whole and healthy, living God, emotionally healthy.
You are with us as we share our feelings.
And we hear the deepest anxieties of others. You want us to be whole and healthy, living God, healthy in spirit. Explore the scriptures with openness, and when we share our faith with others. Take a moment to think of a change you can make to be healthier in body, mind, or spirit. Amen. Let us rejoice in the assurance of God's never-ending love. Health of body, mind, and spirit will not come without effort. It requires careful reflection and time. Ready to put time and effort into searching out sources of disease in our beings and in our world, and making necessary changes. Pardon and peace will be yours. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving, everyone. The stories of the people of Israel this morning from Deuteronomy 26, beginning at the first verse. Harvest offerings. After you have occupied the land that the Lord your God is giving you and have settled there, each of you must place in a basket the first part of each crop that you harvest, and you must take it with you to the one place of worship. Go to the priest in charge at that time and say to him, I now acknowledge to the Lord my God that I have entered the land that he promised our ancestors to give us. The priest will take the basket from you and place it before the altar of the Lord your God. Then, in the Lord's presence, you will recite these words. My ancestor was a wandering Aramean who took his family to Egypt to live. They were few in number when they went there, but they became a large and powerful nation. The Egyptians treated us harshly and forced us to work as slaves. Then we cried out for help to the Lord, the God of our ancestors. He heard us and saw our suffering, hardship, and misery. By his great power and strength, he rescued us from Egypt. He worked miracles and wonders and caused terrifying things to happen. He brought us here and gave us this rich and fertile land. So now I bring to the Lord the first part of the harvest that he has given me. Then set the basket down in the Lord's presence and worship there. Be grateful for the good things that the Lord your God has given you and your family. And let the Levites and the foreigners who live among you join in the celebration. Every third year, give the tithe, a tenth of your crops, to the Levites, the foreigners, the orphans, and the widows, so that in every community they will have all they need to eat. When you have done this, say to the Lord, none of the sacred tithe is left in my house. I have given it to the Levites, the foreigners, the orphans, and the widows, as you commanded me to do. I have not disobeyed or forgotten any of your commands concerning the tithe. Look down from your holy place in heaven and bless your people Israel. Bless also the rich and fertile land that you have given us, as you promised our ancestors. Thanks be to God for the reading of his word.
And our next reading is from the stories of Jesus. Luke chapter 17, beginning at the 11th verse, and it's Jesus heals 10 men. As Jesus made his way to Jerusalem, he went along the border between Samaria and Galilee. He was going into a village when he was met by 10 men suffering from a dreaded skin disease. They stood at a distance and shouted, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. Jesus saw them and said to them, go and let the priest examine you. On the way, they were made clean. When one of them saw that he was healed, he came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself on the ground at Jesus' feet and thanked him. The man was a Samaritan. Jesus spoke up. There were 10 who were healed. Where are the other 9? Why is it this foreigner is the only one who came back to give thanks to God? And Jesus said to him, get up and go. Your faith has made you well. Thanks be to God for these words.
To the Lord.
Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. How many of you here like turkey? Does anybody like turkey? Thank you. Absolutely. What about stuffing? Thank you. Pumpkin pie, all those goodies. Yes. Isn't a Thanksgiving meal wonderful? I am Alan Warren, and today's message is the importance of Thanksgiving. And thank you for coming here this morning and taking time. This is a crowded weekend with family activities to gather to worship God. Today you will see how some of the passages from Deuteronomy that were designed to help the Israelites face some of the new dangers as they entered the promised land are just as relevant for us today. And also see how Jesus' message to the leper who returned to give thanks is also important for us today. Now this morning, my question is, I want you to try and think of something unique that you are thankful for. Try and think of something unique you are thankful for. Please turn around, introduce yourself to someone you might usually not talk to and share that with them, or just think about it on your own. So, something unique you're thankful for. Go.
Thank you.
Please stop. Thank you. It sounds like you have a few things to give thanks for. Does anyone want to shout out some of the unique things you're giving thanks for today? We don't want to tell you, okay. Anything else?
Our granddaughter's home from university for the first time. Olivia's home from Bradford University.
A grandchild, Olivia's home for university for the first time. Awesome. Learn how to drive a new car. Awesome. Anything else?
Modern medicine.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Compression socks.
Thank you. Unique things to give thanks for. I think most of us have lots of them. Now, I'm going to say a phrase to you, and I want you to repeat it to me afterwards. Gratitude is the attitude that sets the altitude for living. Are we ready? Gratitude is the attitude that sets the altitude for living. Thank you very much. I think that is so true. And it was something a pianist gave to me at the Brantford General Hospital when I did a service there years ago. Karl Barth is a highly respected 19th century theologian, and he was fond of saying the most basic response to God is gratitude. It's not fear and trembling, it's not guilt and dread, but it's thanksgiving. Isn't that wonderful? That wonderful thought for today is reinforced through our passage from Deuteronomy that we in many ways reenacted today by placing a harvest offering at the front steps of the church. And like the people of old were instructed, at the end of this message, we will recite a creed as we have brought forward our offerings. And we do this so, as that passage said, the Levite, the foreigners, the orphans, and the widows in every community. Isn't that wonderful and amazing? In every community, we'll have enough to eat. Isn't that our goal? There'd be no more hunger in the world. Every community have enough to eat. Sharing the good gifts of God, what a wonderful thing to do. Now, this message is reinforced again in Deuteronomy chapter 8, where Moses is warning the people when they come to experience the good blessings that God has prepared for them, they might be tempted to forget the actions of God that led to those blessings. They might get too wrapped up in their lives to forget to take time to give thanks. Make certain you do not forget the Lord your God when you have all that you want to eat and have built good houses to live in, and when your cattle and your sheep and your silver and gold and all your other possessions have increased. Be sure you do not become proud and forget the Lord your God who rescued you from Egypt. Chapter 8, verse 11 forward. Dependence on God and God's ability to provide is sometimes a hard lesson for people to learn, whether it's ancient times or modern. How many of you used to or still get up in the morning and go to work? Okay, thank you. I said used to. Did anybody here used to get up in the morning and go to work? Absolutely. Thank you very much. People know that we must work in order to provide the essentials for life. But in that labor, they can forget that in the last resort, it's God who makes the building blocks possible for those provisions. The sun and the rain, creation from which crops appear, our minds and the ability to think and dream and create, all good gifts that God gave us when we were created in the image of God. So following the entrance into the promised land years ago, the good land itself now was becoming a source of testing for the Israelites. When they had sufficient food and good homes to live in, when they were experiencing the blessings that God intended for the human family, the temptation was to think that those were acquired through human ability alone, and forgot to pause and give thanks to God for the blessings of our lives. The hardships in Egypt, where they were slaves, how God had rescued them, was followed by hardships in the desert. Think of that. You're an urban person. Anybody here an urban person? Thank you. Have you thought of going back to the days when you milked the cow? Okay, you know, planted the potatoes, you know, dug up your carrots, you know, all those kinds of things. These urban slaves who went to the market for their food now had to find food in the desert. They had to find water in the desert. All of these were a new skill set for them. And yet, the water from the rock, a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. How many of you have noticed God's presence in the beauty of creation? God was with them in the wilderness. Have you ever noticed during some of the trials of your life that God can seem both absent or very, very close, assuring you of God's love and grace as you face the hard times ahead of you? Welcome to the mystery of God. When our life experience is one of security and tranquility, then the living memory of God can begin to fade, and it easily ceases to be a principle of our daily lives. Times of prayer, giving thanks. I did it all myself, or I have to run off and do this, I have to run off and do that. It's too hard to find time for daily devotions. One forgets the blessings of good parents, a stable family life that encouraged you to go to school and do well, possibly even helped you with your homework and grades all those years ago. Forgets the teachers you had. Did anyone here have a teacher or coach that made a significant impact on your life? I know for me, absolutely. Thank you. That helped you on your way. Did you ever have a coincidence where a job opening happened? Wow. Or the fact that some of us grew up in the abnormal, thriving economies that followed the Second World War. Creativity, innovation seemed to know no end. The world was just going up and up and up. When Essex Wire, where my dad used to work at in Windsor, moved to, I can't remember if it was Oakville or St. Catharines in the late 60s, he literally walked down the street the next day and got a job at Wyeth, where he worked for the next 25 years. Try that today. Literally, just walk down the street and get a job in your field, what you were doing the next day. The book of Deuteronomy is warning both the Israelites and ourselves of the danger of presumption, that we did it all ourselves. Forgetting a mindset of thanksgiving can lead to one of the worst disasters. Grumbling. Remember the grumbling in the desert with the Israelites? A hardened heart. C.S. Lewis, a prolific Christian writer in the 60s, observed in the Bible as he explored his newfound faith, he did not grow up in the church, the insistence that we praise and thank God. He observed a connection between gratitude and personal well-being, especially in the Psalms. He writes, "I noticed how the humblest and at the same time most balanced minds praise more, while the cranks, the misfits, and the malcontents praise the least." I don't want to be one of the cranks or the misfits or the malcontents. Praise almost seems to be an inner health made audible. And wow, that's what was shown in the story of the leper coming back to give thanks to Jesus after his healing. Please notice the text says, "Get up and go, your faith has made you well." And looking into that Hebrew word, it is much more than just getting rid of the skin disease, being made well. Faith expressed in the worship of God enabled him to find peace and well-being. Being made well could also mean whole, saved. It spoke of an integrated and balanced life. I think it's something we all desire. And that gift can be ours as we learn to give thanks to God. Being grateful, gratitude, looking at the world through the lens of gratitude, saying thanks are absolutely at the heart of God's hope for the human family. And new evidence shows that Jesus kind of knew what he was talking about, that there is a connection between gratitude and healthier lives. People who have a more positive, thankful outlook on life tend to experience less stress and have a more hopeful attitude. And a link between gratitude and a healthier immune system has also been shown to be true. So taking that time to walk out the door, look at the sunshine and say, "Thanks, God," you know, it's kind of like taking vitamin C every morning. Being grateful is a choice that we readily and ritually express on Thanksgiving Day. But what do we do on the other days of the year when the mood is less festive or the atmosphere is more ordinary? Developing a heart of gratitude is essential to a stronger faith. One might call it a spiritual discipline. Through the stories of Jesus, the rituals and creeds of the church, and other biblical accounts, we learn about a God whose main disposition towards us is that of love, freedom from oppression, led them out of slavery in Egypt, health and wholeness. And as people of faith, we are asked to put on a set of glasses to look for that love in our lives and in our world. And with those glasses, we look for opportunities to give thanks every day. Thanks for the gift of life, creation, sunshine, rain, for the people, the dear people God has given to enrich and grace our lives each day, and for the accompanying gift of hopeful confidence that God is at work in the world and in our lives to bring about the peace and the justice and the well-being that we all desire for ourselves and the world in which we live. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now today we, as I mentioned, are doing something a little different. We too, like people were instructed in Deuteronomy when they came and offered their Thanksgiving offering, to recite a creed. So I would ask you to now stand as you are able. It will either be on the screen or it's on page 918 in Voices United, our new creed. And after you stand, please remain standing for our next hymn. So let us stand as you are able. Let us say together, "We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God." Okay, let's look on page 918. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to live with respect in creation, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life and in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen. Please remain standing for hymn number 291, All Things Bright and Beautiful, 291.
Creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, in love God made them all. The cold wind in the winter, the pleasant summer sun, the ripe fruits in the garden, God made them every one. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, in love God made them all. The rocky mountain splendor, the lone wolf's haunting call, the great lakes and the prairies, the forest in the fall, all things wide and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, in love God made them all. God gave us eyes to see them, and lips that we might tell, how great is God our Maker, who has made all things well. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, in love God made them all.
Please be seated. A few of us have vegetable gardens anymore. We tend not to pick our own peas or dig up our own carrots and potatoes or kill our own turkeys, thank goodness. We've worked in various fields and use our earnings to buy our food. So our offering is a chance to use our earnings to achieve the same ends of the passage of Scripture in Deuteronomy today, that the needs of the Levites who took care of the temple, the foreigners, the orphaners, orphans and the widows in every community may have enough food to eat. Thanks be to God. We now share in our morning offering so the world may be blessed.
to help you everywhere.
For what we have received, O God, make us truly thankful. For the breath of life, for the tears that fall, for the moments of love, for the times we are not sure quite what to do next. Make us truly thankful, O God. Make us truly thankful that these gifts may be a blessing to others. Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. O God, we praise you for the richness of your blessings on this Thanksgiving Sunday, the abundance of your creation, the potential for goodness in each of us, and the love you have shown us in Jesus Christ. Open our spirits to your wisdom, our hearts to your love, and our wills to your service, so that our lives might reflect your glory and our world reflect kindness and gratitude. Help us to see your presence, O God, in the wonder of creation, the joy of family, the care of friends, in a job well done. Take time to gaze up at the stars, the agility of a bird in flight, and wonder at God the Creator. Witness a child laughing with parents, a teen sharing pizza with grandparents, two mothers, two fathers with their children, and rejoice at the variety of families in which the Holy One shares. Take time to quietly sit beside the bed of a troubled one. Be there for a family member going through a tough time, and be aware that the compassionate presence is with you. Hold the hand of a well-loved friend, share the grief of a family member, and be glad that God's chosen one, Jesus, continues to meet the needs of those who turn to his love and compassion. For all these things, we give you thanks, O God, on this day and always. And we ask this in Jesus' name, who taught us to dream together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 227, For the Fruit of All Creation, 227.
Thanks be to God. sharing, God's will is done. For the harvest of the Spirit, thanks be to God. For the good we all inherit, thanks be to God. For the wonders that astound us, for the truths that still confound us, most of all.
Thanksgiving, what a blessing. Taking a moment to give thanks for family and friends, for food and shelter. Go now and share your blessings with others so that they may find the love and compassion of God in you.
Teach me, God, to wonder. Teach me, God, to see. Let your world of beauty capture me. Praise to you be given. Love for you be lived. Life be celebrated. Joy you give. Let me, God, be yours.
Before you greet one another and pass on a Thanksgiving blessing, let us be seated and hear the bell choir for the host.